This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, this is the 20th anniversary birthday special edition of the CNC Drive Factory. It is Joy's 20th birthday, and one of the things I'm loving doing today is getting in some of the artists that we've had that have become part of Joy's musical identity over the years, and one of those is Mr. Peter Wilson. Welcome back to Joy.
Thanking you, Chris, and that's a lovely compliment.
I think it's quite accurate. I'm going to ask this question of a number of people today, but do you remember the first time you got a track of your own played on Joy?
I do. I think, because I've been doing this, that's up to 20 years next year, so I think the first memory was with the early single Into the Night. I think they got some play. And then I remember there was a few years gap. So I remember Into the Night was played. And then I remember I had a single in 1999 called Mama Told Me. And that was played a bit. And so it was the B-side.
Not one of your personal favourites in retrospect.
It was a fun recording. I loved the recording of the track. But it's it was an interesting time. And then I went away and came back. And then I think the main thing was when I came back and then Doing Fine was my track from 2006. That started getting a lot of play, and then so on and so on. And that's even 7 years ago. So the time's flown. But yeah, that's probably my earliest memory.
What's the, in the very early days, you got some airplay on commercial radio and all that sort of stuff. What's the general feeling like when you actually hear a song of your own played on the radio?
Well, it was good. I remember I started back on a community station and they got a hold of my demo, which was I Want to Dance, and that went crazy and it led to a deal. And then the second single, Move, was picked up by commercial radio, Today FM in Sydney, and then other commercial stations here. And then I remember one night I was about to go out, and at 10 o'clock my phone rings, and it was a cousin of mine said, "Oh my God, you're number one." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he was listening to, I think it was Triple M, and then it was number one on their Hot 30.
Right.
That was amazing. And my flatmate at the time jumped up and down, doesn't usually get excited about things like that, but just went crazy. And that was cool. That was a cool memory. So it's a very nice feeling.
These days, music is, I'm hesitant to call it a hobby because it's more than that for you.
Mm.
It's not your full-time work. I'm guessing, though, if you could make it that way, it probably would be.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, it's what I love to do the most. And I think that I've been doing it for 20 years, and that's up to next year. And I think 2015, there's going to be a new album, and that's going to be backed with a best of at the same time. So after that, I'm actually taking quite a long break, and I'm going to get into a bit of production, and I'm already doing a bit of production, so sort of focus on that and other stuff, sort of non-music related stuff, really.
Okay, so although I've seen you announce on many occasion that this is going to be my last record, this will be my last record.
Yeah, and I have said that, and I think that I'm getting older, I want to focus on other things too. So I think now I've recorded every song I want to record, and I just want to do other things. I sort of focus on my friends and my family a lot more, and you know, sort of step away from it for a while. And I'm not going to say never again that it's my last. I'll say it's my last for a while. So that'll be in 2015, bit of a break.
So it is Joy's 20th birthday. We're celebrating it all week. Can you tell us a little bit about what Joy means to you, particularly as a gay man living in Melbourne who is also into music and everything else? About what does it mean to you?
Well, it means everything. I mean, I'll be honest with you and say Joy is the only station I listen to. And when I first remember Joy coming about, they were only on the weekends, weren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they were Saturday, Sunday. So I'd tune in and hear pop music that would be never played on other stations. So I loved that. And then they'd have, I think that Damien had his show on Saturday nights, which I was a guest on a couple of times. We played Endless Stock Aitken Waterman, things you could not get away with on commercial radio. But that aside, just listening to things I love and then backed with you guys supporting me from the beginning, it means everything. So, and I'm really, really happy to be part of it. I've always been welcomed here, and I love that. So it means a lot to me.
Fantastic. And what would you hope for joy in the future.
To never go away. That's all I can say. To never go away. Just do what you're doing, and you're doing it beautifully. So if it's not broke, don't fix it. I think it's doing a you guys are doing a great job. So just stay put. Do not move. Do not go anywhere.
That is an amazingly wonderful sentiment. Thank you, Peter.
It's okay. It's my pleasure. Thank you for everything you've done for me over the years. And also, you've also backed myself and everything that Energized my label, the label in the UK, has done. So myself, Nikki French, Hazel Dean as well, you've backed us all. Sammy Paul, you've been really supportive. And you can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
That's amazing. And we appreciate that you bring us your particular style of music, which... I mean, I know it comes from the heart because I know how much you love all of that Stock, Aitken and Waterman style, but you bring a modern production value to it.
We try. We got some stuff that is categorically what it sounded like in the 80s, but then there's other stuff that sounds like that but has the current sound, so it all mixes together, and I'm happy that you think that way.
Absolutely. Well, Peter, we love having you on our airwaves. As I said right at the start, you are very much part of our signature sound.
Thank you.
And celebrating Joy's 20th birthday, this is Joy 94.9. Thank you very much, Peter Wilson.
And thank you to all the listeners too.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.